Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Tuesday, April the 20th. 2021, 4/20/21, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. We just passed 14 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you. And taking your phone calls, 740-383-9944. A myriad of topics here this morning. Now, we heard earlier this morning from one of our listeners that they may be putting in more diagonal parking down by the Taste of Memphis in downtown Marion. Now, has anybody else heard about that? If you have, give us a call. Give us an up. Tell us what you think about this parking situation. Because downtown Marion, we've talked about it on here week after week, month after month, year after year. One of the issues is one-way streets. It's always going to be one-way streets, and it's always going to be a parking issue. And maybe this diagonal parking is supposed to do something in regard to that. Now, do you feel this is getting it done? Do you think this is going to make a tremendous difference to what's going on in downtown Marion? And is there more diagonal parking going on across from the Taste of Memphis? Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Also talking about the big prediction tonight that there's going to be snow, and it's going to be possibly, I believe, 3 to 5 inches is what people are saying. I don't believe that. I think that's a little high. I think the ground is too warm. I think that there's not going to be enough time where the temperature is going to dip below 32 to get 3 to 5 inches, but it may happen. I'm not a meteorologist. I could be completely wrong about this. It just seems a little off, and I've become more skeptical of meteorology in the last few years because the weather people have been so off when it comes to these predictions, and they send people to the stores who, you know, they show up and they want their bread and their milk, and they buy it in mass quantities, and then nothing happens, is what tends to happen. And the bread and the milk thing, we've talked about it forever. I don't get the bread and the milk thing, and probably never will. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just sat on McMahon Boulevard, and there's a new store going in next to Kohl's. There's no sign on the building yet, but it says, great bargains. You might want to use two carts.
Now, it's called, what's the name of the store?
I don't know. There's no name on the store. There's a sign in the window and says, great bargains. You might want to use two carts.
Great Marvin's.
Bargains.
Oh, bargains. Great bargains.
Great bargains. You might want to use two carts.
Now, is this close to that wholesale store out there?
Well, it's right next to Kohl's.
Right, is it the wholesale store that's out there?
I don't know.
Yeah, there has been a wholesale store out there. I went into it about a month ago now. It's in that area.
Is there anything in there?
Well, it's interesting. It's the day I went, which I assume their stuff changes all the time, but it was just kind of a lot of cleaning supplies. There were a lot of cereal in there. A little bit of this and that. It wasn't, I didn't buy anything the day I was in there, but, okay.
I'd mention it.
Yeah, I forget. It's called something, and I can't remember what the name of it was. But it's an interesting little place. Okay. Have you heard anything about this downtown parking?
Never heard a thing.
Yeah, somebody called in earlier on and said they're putting in some more, diagonal parking, I guess.
Just what we need.
what is the theory behind this diagonal parking?
I don't know. Option Dusky got all kinds of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll help. Maybe, you know, who wants to critique it yet? You think we're going to get the 3-5 tonight?
Nah. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I think we're overshooting that a little bit.
I think you're right.
Yeah. We'll see what happens in the morning, though. It'll give us something to talk about tomorrow. Thanks for calling. Yeah, there is a place out there by Kohl's. I can't remember the name of it, though. But I was in it about a month ago, and the day I was in there, and the stock, I'm sure, changes all the time, but it was mainly like cereal. I remember seeing a lot of cereal, a lot of cleaning supplies. I think there were some photos, maybe some bookshelves, things like that. That's what I remember. But they did have odds and ends. You know, they had a few electronic things like cords and things for your cell phones and chargers and all that. Has anybody else been into that store out there on McMahon Boulevard out by Kohl's? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Also talking about the storm that might be coming tonight. This snowstorm galore. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, was you talking about the place called Great Buckin' Deals?
That's it, Great Buckin' Deals.
Yeah, I went there and bought some things. They got little odds and ends toys for kids. They got blankets, sheets, a lot of dollar store clothes, but looked like everything was half price. They even got electronics, like I seen a video game in there and things. But we went the other day, and I couldn't find nothing. They made the rows real thin. You could only get one cart down the road. Nobody could be beside you. That was kind of weird.
Well,
maybe because of COVID.
But. Well, the day I was in there, it was just very hard to find anything. And
well, yeah, it was. You're right.
Yeah, and that was unfortunate because I like stores like that. You know, I like to go to the Goodwills. I like to go to the antique shops. And it was hard going through that place because it didn't seem like anything had a rhyme or reason to where it was.
Yep, I agree. I do know everything's half price of the price that's on the item, but you definitely got to watch. We bought something in there. Didn't pay attention. It was like $32 for a toy. We get home, it was supposed to be half price, and they charged us full price. But we live too far away to go back, so I let them know, and they're like, why didn't you bring in the receipt? I'm like, it was like ordering 5 tacos at Taco Bell and getting 2. You know, you don't want to go back, but...
Well, you know, the thing about the store that I think is going to be trouble is, obviously, the caller who just called in didn't even know the place was open or out there, and I didn't honestly either. Somebody had told me who'd just driven by, and, you know, to be in that area, I know the rent has got to be somewhat high.
Oh, my God, I would say so. On that end of town, everything's high.
And for a store like that, it would seem to me like it's going to be awful hard to turn that kind of a profit to pay that kind of a rent.
You're not a kidding. They pretty much should have went in the mall. I'm sure it would have been a little bit cheaper, but I wouldn't swear to it. But.
I would think. You think we're going to get the 3 to 5 inches tonight?
I think we will, but I don't think it'll last. I mean, I don't know why. I'm like you. The ground's warm, but, you know, after a while, snow builds up. It might get a little bit. And the sideways parking, I haven't heard anything, but I think they just do that to get a few more cars in there, the only thing I can think of.
You know, is there a problem? See, when I was downtown, I had to park across the street from the building that we were in, but that's because Ohio Health was in that building. But in other areas, is it hard to find a place to park? I've never really noticed that.
I can't say. I don't get up there a lot and park, but, I mean, I parked a few places, and I don't recall having no problem. You might have to walk a little bit, like you said, but that's it.
Well, see, the biggest problem that I've noticed with downtown Marion and the parking is not that there's not enough. It's just like where where that Center Street grocery store is, there is no parking around there at all. I mean, I don't
know.
Where are you going to Where are you going to park?
I agree. That's a good question. Another thing I get tired of is the city of Marion. They post so many signs that for city officials to park, park, park. Everybody wants to park close. Screw the people in the neighborhood, but all the city officials get to park close. I don't understand that either.
Well, it is a strange thing, and I just, you know, I don't understand why we're not allowed to park on the side of the street in certain areas. It's not like those streets are highly busy.
I totally agree. I also seen on news or something where they're talking about putting some kind of cage over there at the old courthouse for prisoners. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw something about that they the transportation, to change up the transportation.
Yeah. That's weird. Another thing is I can't wait for that Motown Coney Dog place to open. I mean, we need a good hot dog place around town.
You know, it has been a long time since we had a good hot dog place, that's for sure.
Yep. I mean, we got Stewart's and whatever else one we got. We got the Jersey ain't like it used to be. I tell my wife all the time, do not get me food from Jersey. I mean, time you get home, if you order out and you get there, the sauce is all dried on the hot dog. I'm like, what the heck?
You know, I have not been to the Jersey in quite a few years, but it always surprises me on a warm day when I drive by there, people are out in the street.
Oh, my God, yep. It was like that yesterday, I noticed. I'm like, holy, or last night, I'm like, holy cow.
It really,
it's, I don't have patience to wait that long.
No, and you know, some of these days it's raining, and it is a little chilly out there, and to stand in that type of a line, it's good for business for them, so I'm happy for them, but boy, oh boy, to get park your car and walk over there, that can be very difficult.
Yep, you're totally right.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's a lot of things, and those are the type of things I like to talk about on this show. So anything on your mind, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you know anything about the downtown parking situation, the diagonal parking? You know, Jersey is always busy. Now, I do like hot dogs. And maybe this is part of the reason I like to go to baseball games. We'll take the call here and come back to this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry, one more call about Warner Scott, as I've been checking this regularly. He is now on the DRC website, and he's in Orient, Ohio, just southwest of Grove City. And a lovely photo there. So if you want the link, I can send it to you. But he has definitely been documented online. Plus, looking at his offenses, the tampering with evidence is an F3. And I think 3 years is a maximum penalty. So we got 2 years with concurrent sentences. So we got most of the maximum penalty. Just a quickie, you know, I'm interested in this kind of stuff. And the internet gives you a license to be nosy if you know where to look. So I did have a successful search earlier today. I'll send you the link in Messenger.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you later.
Well, there's a little more information on Judge Warner. Apparently he has been transferred to Orient, Ohio, and you know, whatever will happen with that will happen. And it's unfortunate. It's too bad all the way around. And as everybody has said, you can't forget the guy who was the boy who was in the car that night, Colton. It's very tough. Let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, on 95 out there where used to be Radio Shack, Verizon, and USA Gold.
Right.
They tore that building down. Do you know what's going on out there?
You know, that's interesting. I did see them tearing the building down last week. Now, my first thought was that Perkins has put this drive-through window in, and I wonder if it has something to do with that, because I still couldn't figure out how that drive-through window was working with that store being there. But I don't know for sure if that's the reason, but that's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah, I noticed that last week that they had out there on the sign about drive-thru window, and I was wanting to pull in their lot sometime and just, you know, find out where it's at.
Well, the drive-thru window is on the, well, if you're going east, it's on the north side of the building. So it's not on the, it's not close to Donato's. It's on the side that would have been close to the building that they tore down.
Are they using it currently?
Well, I thought they were, because I had heard people say they had put this in, and I did see the drive-through window there, but I could not see how people were getting through with that building there, so that's why I thought, well, maybe that's why they tore down the building.
Well, that's possible, but if they're already using it, evidently it can be done without tearing down the building, but...
I don't know how. I really don't. And I wonder, do people go to Perkins to go through a drive-through window? You know, Perkins had been there, boy, I think since the mid-70s, and never had a drive-through window. I guess maybe the pandemic spurred this.
Unless that's just a new line that they want to try to take advantage of all these places anymore, have where you can order on with an app or something like that. They bring it out to you or something like that.
So what do you make of the downtown parking?
I don't know. It's the first time I've heard of it, but, you know, it will give more parking places, but it's going to cause maybe a few more accidents.
I mean,
when you back out of a place like that, it's hard to see.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, what do you feel about the weather tonight?
Oh, I don't. My true gut feeling is we're going to see some flurries, but I don't think it's going to be much more than that. At least I'm hoping it ain't going to be much more than that.
Now, why do you think the weather people get so excited about this? 3 to 5 inches.
Well, it just gives them something to talk about.
Well, I wonder if the stores will be busy today. That's what I'm curious to see.
Well, I'm not going out there today myself, so I could care less.
But we'll see how it all shakes out. Well, we'll throw it out there and see if anybody knows what is going on there next to Perkins. But that was my guess, but I don't know that for sure.
Well, it sounds logical. Give more area to expand, but it seems like it's going to be expensive to buy that place, you know, for the... lot, you know, anything out there is probably expensive.
Yeah, not cheap real estate out there.
Real estate out there.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for giving us a buzz.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, we all saw that building that had been, I believe years ago, it was a restaurant for a while, and then it became Radio Shack for the longest time, and then it was U.S. Gold before U.S. Gold moved across the street, but they tore it down. Was it last week or the week before? I drove by it the day they were tearing it down, and I really don't know the reason. Does anybody know the reason that building was torn down on Mount Vernon Avenue next to Perkins? 740-383-9944. Has anybody used the Perkins drive-thru? Now, I'd be interested to know that. Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost our caller. Give us a buzz back if that was you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. We'd love to hear your opinion. Does anybody know what went on with that building next to Perkins, which was recently knocked over? And has anybody been through the Perkins garage or drive-through? About said garage, drive-through. Go ahead, caller.
I didn't know about the drive-through, but I figured Perkins bought that to expand their parking, because there's hardly any parking around that building, and it's one way in and one way out. So
they'll
be able to round the building and go out the other way.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? All the years that Perkins has been there, well, at least the last 20 years, it's pretty well been that way, and I would say they're probably not at their busiest time now. So I would think that'd be an odd time to expand the parking lot would be when business is not at its height.
Well, they originally purchased that building from the family that had the restaurant next door, the
Wood
family. Cloudview Drive-In.
Yeah.
And they took the house off of the property where Perkins sits now and turned it around on Woodside Drive.
Right.
And the property was still owned by the family next door with the restaurant, but they closed it, and then Radio Shack moved in, and then Gold Rush. Well, now the son owns the property, and he probably don't want to deal with it, so if Perkins made him a good enough offer, he probably just said, you can have it.
Well, I wonder why after all these years, though, it happened, because the lady who owned that property originally, she passed away back in, I think it was 2018 or 19, so it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it was Martha's sister.
Yeah, Grace. They just recently, U.S. Gold moved out of there within the last year.
Right.
So
he had him occupied the whole time. He was getting rent out of it. Well, Now it's been sitting empty for a year, and, you know, apparently nobody wants to rent a small building like that. So if Perkins made him a good enough offer, he probably said, I'll take it.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, though, I'm guessing the price on that building was not very cheap. The rent.
Well,
if you would have rented it.
Oh,
the
rent, no. The rent probably was not cheap.
No. And I think that.
But it's set empty, it's worth nothing.
Well, you know, that's true, but I look at a lot of buildings out there, like a lot of buildings out there in that Chipotle stretch, a lot of buildings mm-hmm. out there in that Kohl's stretch, and they're empty. And,
Well, not anymore. The ones in the Chipotle stretch, those are all filled now.
Are they all filled finally?
Yeah.
Well, like the ones out by...
On the Kohl's. Kohl's has got some empty ones, yeah.
Well, like Big Lots. They don't have all those built. That place that used to be the pet store was empty for the longest time. And out there by Kohl's, they've got a lot of empty buildings. And I don't know why they just don't lower the rent, but they don't.
Hard to say. But that's my thinking is Perkins wanted parking. And then, of course, also an access to get out of the parking lot.
Well, I know that's the side of the building the drive-thru's on. I've seen the drive-through window over there, so I would guess it might have something to do with that, because I still don't really see how that works, but who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out. Well, thanks for calling.
All
right, phone lines are open. The question is the old U.S. Gold building, Radio Shack, Plaza View Drive, was it Plaza View Restaurant? We're all there. Right next to Perkins. The building was torn down, and nobody really knows what's going on there. Now, most people probably feel it has something to do with Perkins, because it is right next door, and that's where they just put that drive-thru in, at Perkins. But has anybody been through the drive-thru? Does anybody know the plans for that area? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scotto.
Good morning.
According to my informed sources, that's going to be a Del Taco restaurant.
Oh, in that spot.
That's what I've been told.
They tore down the building to build a new building.
Well, nowadays you have drive-thrus, you have all that stuff, and I'm sure it's probably much easier in that respect.
Now, what?
That building's old.
What is a Del Taco?
It's a taco made by a company by the name of Del.
That clears it up.
Yeah. Well.
I
think they're down around Bell Fountain. I think they are. I don't know that much about them, but that's what I was told this morning.
Really?
By my source, she's the source that I used to find out about the old Lions, and she was spot on. So.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So a Del Taco. Now, that's fascinating because Taco Bell is maybe, five spots down?
But you know how popular that food is.
Well, it is. Right? That and pizza places. They're very popular right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever been through Perkins drive-thru? How do you navigate that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't. I haven't been into Perkins for quite a while, and no, I haven't.
In fact,
I didn't even know they had one.
Well, it's funny because it doesn't seem like anybody does, but I worked there when I was in high school and college, and somebody said to me, they said, Perkins has got a drive-thru now, and I said, that can't be right, because there's not much area there. And I drove by one day, and if you look on the side of the building where the Radio Shack building used to be, you'll see it there. Mm-hmm. There is a drive-thru there now, but I don't know how you get through it or past it, or I think that would be...
Well, it sounds to me, is it more like a drive-up window?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's a drive-up or a drive-through.
Well, I thought it was like, remember how Charlie used to go through the drive-up window there at that little...
Lee Garden.
Place? Yeah.
You know, but we had...
Every time somebody called it a drive-through window, it's like, no, that's a drive-up window. There's a...
This sounds like uptown downtown. Now a drive-through and a drive-up. So a drive-through, you have to place your order before you go to the window, and a drive-up is just you're picking it up, you pre-ordered, right?
I don't know.
Well, because Charlie and I used to have this argument, because I had been in Lee Garden when they first opened up. I think I had dinner there with Jeff Ruth one time, so I didn't get anything to eat. And I never had seen this drive-through drive-up window, but Charlie said he loved it because I think he loved the wonton soup or something they had there.
Mm-hmm.
But
it makes it very convenient.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have to call ahead? There is no speaker or anything, right?
Well, there isn't one at the pizza place either, is it? Which one is that out there that has the special at
Little Caesars?
Oh. Yeah. No. They only have the one, don't they?
No, I think they have a speaker around back.
Oh, do they?
I think they
do.
Well,
to me, that is, you're driving all the way through there, but the other one is more or less like a bag where you drive up to the window.
So if I'm going to Lee Garden, not that this would ever happen, but let's say I'm going to Lee Garden, because I'm just not into that type of food, to be honest.
Right, yeah.
But let's say I'm going to Lee Garden, and there's no speaker, and let's say I don't have my phone with me, but I want the wonton soup. So do I just go up there and knock on that window?
Oh, I'm sure they have something that signals from outside, like you drive over it, or, you know.
I don't know, because I can't think of any other place in town that would be structured like that, where you could drive your car up, but yet there's no speaker to order the food. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Perkins, I don't think there's a speaker. I'm sure there's not a speaker around back there, so I'm not sure how that necessarily works.
Well, I think it's just like anything else, Scott. They always measure the flow. Like if you have a business and you're parking, you have to have so many parking places for a business, depending upon what they expect the traffic flow to be. But if you have a business where you may have only one or two people come at a time, and then it may not be all the time, you can get by with less. So I would think that a drive-up window is more at places that don't expect a lot of usage, so they can get by with something like that.
Well, you know, interesting, tell you the people out there listening, one of our friends listening out there, David, let me make sure I get it right here, David Leister just sent us a link to this Del Taco. Now, they've got a big website. Apparently, this is a big place. It says Honey Chipotle Barbecue. Barbecue Crispy Chicken Taco. A barbecue bacon ranch loaded fries. It looks like they've got all kinds of stuff here that maybe you wouldn't find at Taco Bell. And it looks like they've got iced coffee over here, too, and hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
my sources said that one of her clients told her that she talked to somebody in Perkins, and somebody in Perkins said that that's what was going in. So
we're
going
to have a Del Taco, D-E-L Taco.
Yeah, Del,
they're
two words, Del Taco Restaurant, yes.
Well, you know, the only thing I can think of, that is a small lot.
It is, but it sounds to me, look how small Taco Bell is. It's really not a big building.
Yeah, but I think the lot is deeper. I think that was always the problem with that, I think why people didn't rent that spot other than boutique shops. You know, Radio Shack was never that busy. U.S. Gold was never that busy at one time. You put a business in that probably, I'm guessing, has a drive-through window. I don't even know where you would park. There's no way you could park on the sides of that building if that building had a dining room in it.
Well, there again, it all depends upon the kind of flow that you expect. Because, what am I thinking? Places that are very, Wendy's, remember, they're rather narrow, and I don't know if there was question as to whether that was a good place to remain because it was narrow from the get-go, but they make it work.
I think they wanted to move. I think it was the county commissioners who put the brakes on that. I think they had purchased the old Conway barbecue spot, but the county commissioners would not let them put an entrance in there.
Yeah, that's a problem out in there because of the way it was set up, and you know, you can't get from the office store over, you can't jump over there real quick to get you a Arby's. So
well,
that's the way that was set up.
Well, I feel bad at this Del Taco because if, you know, when a restaurant opens up, it's like, oh my, stop everything in the world because everybody's going to be there, and even if you because I would guess the drive-through would be in the back, you'd have to wrap around the building, you couldn't fit any more than four cars between the back of that parking lot and the street.
Have you been by Tim Hortons lately when they're busy?
Well, but they have a deep parking lot. See, that's all those other places like Taco Bell and Tim Hortons, and even when McDonald's was down there, their parking lots run deep, but that place and the mausoleum, their parking lots don't run deep. They cut off fairly early, like behind that building and the mausoleum that we're talking about. Their parking isn't as deep as Perkins. It doesn't go. Mm-hmm. The parking lot doesn't go back that far.
I don't know, Scott.
Well, I don't think you can knock over the mausoleum.
We it's need there to stay, I think.
We need parking for the Del Taco, so the mausoleum's going to have to. How are we sounding this morning?
Oh, excellent.
Are the callers sounding?
That's Sarah. She's just coming through. She just had a good voice, and everybody else too.
Good. When I'm talking to him, how's that sounding? James Anderson brought that.
Fine.
Oh, good. So everything's back to normal.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, I did want to ask you, 3 to 5 inches tonight, what do you think?
It's possible, but the meltage, it's never going to lay, you know, on streets and sidewalks and places like that, and then it'll melt quickly on the grass, too. So, you know, a lot of times we can have an inch of something coming down, and it melts almost instantly, Scott, and so you can have say 3 inches, and well, don't look like 3 inches out there, but it's been snowing for 3 hours, so there's a meltage factor.
We'll talk about it tomorrow morning, that's for sure.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, that's good info. Del Taco. Has anybody ever been to a Del Taco? If you're just tuning in, the question this morning was, what's going to go in next door to Perkins, where they just tore down the building that used to be Plaza View, used to be Radio Shack, used to be U.S. Gold. They've torn down the building. Now, a lot of people thought it was going to be an extension for Perkins, but apparently, according to some sources here, it's going to be a new place called Del Taco. Del Taco, D-E-L Taco. I've never heard of that. It'll be the biggest thing in Marion if it does happen for about a week, because that's how we do it here. When the new restaurant opens up, everybody goes the first week, and it's a mess. You know how many times that's happened? That happened with Ponderosa. That happened with Popeye's Chicken. That happened with, what's the place out there in, where Conway's was? Losing it. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I called Perkins, and they say that's what that is, a Del Taco.
Oh, so they know it's a Del Taco.
That's what the lady told me at Perkins.
At Perkins. So did you ask them about their drive-through?
Yeah, I did.
What'd they say about that?
I said, do you have a drive-through? And she said, yes, we do. It's on the side that they tore the building down. I said, that's on the east side.
But you would have to, you'd have to call in your orders first, right?
I would say that's probably the way it works. I mean, you're not going to order something because they don't have a squawk box or anything, so.
No. So you think 3 to 5 inches tonight?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling Perkins. So we got confirmation that it is a Del Taco there.
That's what the gal told me.
Sounds interesting.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, now there you go. Now, see, now we're getting it done. Now, that's confirmed by Perkins. Not confirmed by me. I don't know anything about it. But this is how we get things done with our listening audience. So now somebody at Perkins has said, yes, it will be a Del Taco there next to Perkins. I guess that is the east side of their building, because that's going east. But if you're driving east, we're not going to get into the compass. That just gets highly confusing. But that parking lot is not very deep. Like, if you go down to Tim Hortons or you go down to Taco Bell, the parking lot's deep. So you can have a drive-through and some parking. I don't know if we could there. Go ahead, caller.
I looked on the locations for that Del Taco. There's one close by you can visit.
Oh, where's the closest Del Taco?
Do you know where Main Street is in Westerville?
Yes.
Okay, it's on Main Street East in Westerville.
So about 45 minutes away.
Yep.
A Del Taco. Now, have you ever been to a Del Taco?
Never heard of it.
Well, neither have
I. I looked it up after the callers called in, and I thought, well, I'll just look at locations, see if they show the Marion location. No, there's only two. They show Bell Fountain and Westerville.
See, I did not think that Perkins would ever buy that. That had been a long-term issue. To put a full-fledged restaurant there, I think that's going to be very difficult because there is...
Well, what they do now, I don't know whether you realize it or not, when they redid the McDonald's out in the Plaza or in the South Mall,
right?
They downsized the cafeteria part of it because 80% of their business was drive-through.
Well, yeah,
so
I under. Well, but
they have just a little building, and they depend on the drive-through.
Well, right, but I think about like the building that was just there that they tore down. That was not a big building at all, and there wasn't much parking there, and certainly I don't think room for a drive-through because the parking lot cuts off almost immediately after the building.
Well, we went to a little restaurant down in Westerville. It's in the shopping center off of Maxtown Road. And it's a Mexican place. And all it is like a trailer. And it's all drive-through. But they do have some tables sitting outside where people can eat. There's no inside dining. It's all strictly drive-through. And that may be what this is.
It could be, but that is a busy, busy road, and the day they open, you're not going to get, even if you lined up cars bumper to bumper, you're not going to get more than four in that parking lot.
You're right.
That's good. That, you might want to get a cop out there directing traffic that day.
Well, I don't know why they don't do that.
Well,
and
I don't.
You know, you get any place, like you go to Columbus, and you got a big event like that. Then they have people directing traffic in and out so people can get through. But not in Marion.
No, we have our own little quaint way of doing things.
Yep.
We'll see.
No access roads, no nothing.
And an alley we call a street known as Vine.
Yep.
Wait, thanks for calling.
All right.
Well, there you go. If you want to check out Del Taco before it comes here, apparently there's one on Main Street down in Westerville. That's interesting. I appreciate that information. Has anybody ever been to a Del Taco? This is what we're being told is coming in next to Perkins, where the old U.S. Gold Radio Shack building used to be on the east side of the building. 740-383-9944. And again, we've had that confirmed by a caller, and we've also had that confirmed by somebody who called Perkins, who have both said Del Taco. Del Taco. Another taco place. So now we've got Victor's. We've got, what is it, two Taco Bells? We've got Taco Bell on Main Street, and we've got Taco Bell on Mount Vernon Avenue. We've got Mi Jalapeno. We've got two El Campesinos now. Is that it for the Mexican-themed restaurants? And now Del Taco. That's very close to have two taco places. I mean, Taco Bell is right on that same side of the road and, what, four or five doors down. Del Taco. There you go. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say about this? I just think the parking situation there is going to be their biggest concern. But who knows? Maybe they've bought some of the area behind there. I don't know. What is behind that building? It's not parking lot like Taco Bell and Tim Hortons. I don't know what's back behind that building. Can't place it in my mind. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, just you're passing around some new businesses that opened. Did anyone try the Sheets gas station in Delaware?
You know, I haven't been to the one in Delaware, but when I was in Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago, there's nothing but Sheets gas stations everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, you better take your lunch if you want to buy gas there now, because it's $2.35 a gallon.
Oh, really? Down in Delaware?
Yeah, out on 36, 37 towards Sunday.
Well, what did you think of the place?
Well, I don't know. I pulled in there to get filled up with gas, and every pump was loaded with cars and people. Almost like you're at a bumper place where they're just racing to get to that pump.
Oh, because of 40 cents cheaper gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get people in. You know, the Sheets in Pennsylvania, I mean, they remind me of a Speedway or a Duke, you know, just a big place where you can get just about anything inside.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll go okay.
It really looks nice. You know, I like to go inside, but I'd say to get run over.
Yeah, don't get run over at the Sheets.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Has anybody been down to the Sheets in Delaware? Yeah, I saw a lot of those in Pennsylvania. Businesses popping up everywhere. 740-383-9944. Yeah, the gas was a little cheaper in Delaware. I was in Delaware yesterday. I went to the Hamburger Inn for the second time. I've only been there two times in my life. I find the Hamburger Inn in Delaware to be a very, very unique, good experience. An affordable experience. And the last time I had went was on a Saturday. And last night I went, which was obviously Monday night, it was a lot less busy, which was great, because it is a great place to eat, and the service was good. People were very attentive. The food came out very quick. And just a good experience, the Hamburger Inn there in Delaware. See, this is the whole downtown issue. I was in Delaware for another reason last night, not necessarily to go to the Hamburger Inn, but while I was there, decided to eat, and they do have those places downtown, like Hamburger Inn, like House of Thurman, like Amato's, that people want to go to because they're very unique. But I can't think of any of those in downtown Marion. And now you look at a place like this taco joint that's going to open up out on Route 95. Well, you know, they didn't pick downtown to open up in, and it's probably because of the traffic flow. There's a good traffic flow on Mount Vernon Avenue. Do you think Marion needs another taco Mexican-themed restaurant? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody ever been to one of these taco places we've got coming our way? The Del Tacos. Is anybody excited about Del Taco? 740-383-9944. Or are we just completely wrong about Del Taco? Although, it seems pretty definite at this point when you consider the fact that Perkins was called this morning and they confirmed it, as well as one of our callers who's in the know. Go ahead, caller.
What we need is more big and tall clothing stores for after we get done eating all these tacos.
Do we have any big and tall clothing stores?
No, and that blows my mind. People are getting fatter and fatter by the day. And, you know, we don't have no place like that. If you're large and in charge, you got to go to another city or order offline.
Is that right? You got to go to another city. Now, what's the closest city where you have to go?
I don't know, because I went to Lane Bryant down in Columbus, and they said, you're too fat, you gotta go shop online. I thought this was the fat girl store, shoot.
Oh, they said that to you, right in there at the Lane Bryant.
You know, I'm paraphrasing. Of course, no one would say that word for word, but more or less that's what they took and told me.
I would think that Lane Bryant would not care for words like that. That verbiage would not be up her alley.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, we don't care your size. You're, I mean, you know that's how they talk to you, but I'm telling you, you get the gist of what people say when you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't do all that high class.
So you did. You felt that when the lady came up to you and said, ma'am...
Well, she didn't. She, you know, they welcome to whatever, may I help you? And I said, yeah. I already know that, what challenges I face, and right off the rip, I said, I'm a size, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, we don't carry that size. I thought this is where some people went.
So where did you end up?
Online.
Oh, online. You just gave... Forget Lane Bryant's.
I didn't want to forget them, but they forgot about me. Apparently, when you reach a certain limit, that's all she wrote. You better pull out the debit card and jump on your laptop. And that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't someone make a killing in this town if they opened up some kind of store like that? Because I can't be the only fatso out there, and there ain't no place like that.
Well, maybe they should open it up right next door to the Del Taco.
Whatever, I wouldn't care where they put it. I put it somewhere. But, I mean, I know that I might come across as being goofy, but I'm just saying, like, there ain't no other, there would be no competition. And there definitely would be a market.
Are you excited for this Del Taco?
I don't know what one is. I've never been to one.
Well, I think it's Mexican food.
Is it like more like a Victor's where it's more authentic, or is it more like Taco Bell where it's like our idea of Mexican food?
Well, I've never seen it, but from the pictures that I looked at this morning, it to me seems more like a Taco Bell.
Hmm. Well, we'll just got to see if they can... it's always a crapshoot in this town as to whether or not restaurants even stick around.
I know, it's...
That was a sad day when White Castle went bye-bye.
Well, for a lot of people, but does the truck still come around at all?
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are they going to do with the... where that hotel used to be on 309? The hotel, motel, whatever it was. It looked like a dump. What was that, a Courtesy Budget Inn or whatever?
It could be.
You know, now it's just, is there anything out there?
Not that I'm aware of.
What was everyone saying they was going to put in there for the longest time? I can't recall, but we were supposed to be getting some kind of restaurant, and it never happened. Well, you got to go, and so do I.
I got to go. Thank you. Bye-bye. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
He is an icon in the world of news without question, and my introduction is now over, long enough to say... Here is Sam Donaldson. Sam, how are you?
Well, Scott, I'm pleased to be with you. I mean, you are persistent, you're smart. I understand you've been on the air for 5 years. And I must tell you, I was a reporter in Washington for 52 years. The next 47 is the easiest. I mean, the first five was the hardest, Scott.
You know, it's interesting, Sam. I was talking to somebody the other day over a few radio stations. I've been doing this for 17 years. And boy, I'll tell you, it never gets old.
No, it never gets old, and it's always interesting if you are smart and if you keep up on the topics that people are interested in.